everybody. This is Chris. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 219, and it is Wednesday, April 20-something, I don't know, 23rd, I think. So this one is about the protests that are going on. It's about the war between Hamas and Israel and, you know, everything that's going on, and these protests that are happening on these college campuses. And, you know, look, I think that, and I've talked about this before about how I think the Biden administration has, the Biden policies, the Biden arrogance has created this whole thing. And I think that Trump needs to take advantage of this. You know, this is my I mean, look, we're like I've said a million times, I don't absolutely love Trump. I'm not a huge Trump fan, but he's 8 gazillion times better than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a disaster. He's a total communist, and we've got to get rid of Joe Biden. And I think this is a great opportunity, because I think a lot of people think that these protests are oh my God, these are going to hurt the Republicans, you know, because the Republicans. Because, you know, look, the Republicans are stupid. I'm going to do another episode. I think the next episode is going to be about, you know, what the hell is a Republican anyway? What is a Republican? I don't even know anymore. But the Republicans have this knee-jerk reaction to the protests that, well, you know, all these college kids are wrong. They're communists, which they are. I mean, they're just communists. But... and, you know, they're basically advocating for Hamas and the Palestinians, who are Muslims. And Muslims basically want an Islamic theocracy to rule the entire world. I mean, that's really what Islam is. It's a conquering philosophy. It's a conquering religion. It's an imperialistic religion. So all these liberal college kids who hate Christians, all of them hate Christians. They love the Muslims. Oh, they love the Muslims. And it, you know, it's just stupid. They haven't thought this through because they're kids and they're dumb. You know, and I think a lot of it is just kids are, look, I mean, I think kids are always kind of looking to be a part of something bigger than themselves, or they're looking to have some great adventure, or they're looking to give some meaning to their lives, you know, because their lives are, especially rich college kids, that, you know, their lives are empty and meaningless. And, you know, like when I was younger, I did a lot of mountain climbing. And I, you know, because I dreamed when I was a kid, I dreamed of going to faraway lands and having great adventures. And so I did that. I mean, I got into climbing, and I really kind of stumbled into climbing, and I'm very glad I did. But it was a way to travel the world. I went to Alaska 4 times and Canada 4 times and Peru. I spent 5 weeks in Peru. I went to Machu Picchu and then I climbed Alpamayo, and we attempted Chopacalqui and what was the other one? We Artisan Rahu we attempted, you know, I went to the French Alps and the Italian Alps, you know, the backside of the Alps there, and I've been around, been all over the North America, you know, the United States. So look, I mean, I think that fulfilled that you know, scratched that itch for me. And I think a lot of college kids today are they need something to do. They need something to give their lives meaning. And this is one of the things they can do to give their lives meaning. Oh, they're a part of something bigger than themselves, you know, but I think that, I guess I'm kind of digressing here, but I think that Trump can go back to the fact that there was peace in the Middle East under his presidency. We didn't see all this happening when Trump was president. And I think that, you know, like I think I've explained this before. I don't know. I think I've gone into this before about how the thing about Trump, and I mean, and I know I've talked about the productive versus the non-productive, and the reason why they hate Trump so much, everybody in the ruling class hates Trump so much is because he's productive, and he believes in economics. You know, he's a businessman, and he knows that ultimately, if we're all trading with each other, then we're going to have a peaceful relationship with each other. You know, if we are, this economic interconnectivity is how we achieve peace. And it's also how we achieve prosperity. And, you know, if I'm buying from you, you're making things and I'm buying things from you and I'm making things and you're buying things from me, we're both better off. We can both be prosperous and happy and peaceful. And I think that, you know, that is what Trump understands. I don't think Trump sits around and thinks about this stuff. I think he just is it. You know, it's like he just is this. He's a businessman and he gets it. He understands fundamentally, inherently. You know, it's like a squirrel. A squirrel doesn't understand that he's a squirrel. He just does squirrel stuff. You know what I'm saying? Trump is Trump. Trump is a private sector guy. He's a businessman. And businessmen and private sector people do private sector stuff. They do business stuff. That's what they do. And they don't necessarily sit around and think about it. And think about, yeah, you know what? This is better than war and death and sending diplomats around and bullying each other and everything. But that's what the people in Washington, and I've talked about that before, the people in Washington, their domain is the political domain, not the economic domain. Trump's domain is the economic domain, and the economic domain is how we achieve peace, is how we have peace and mutually beneficial economic trading relationships. Whereas the political domain involves war, because war is the ultimate expression of political power. I can't remember who said that. Was that Napoleon? I don't know who said that. But so I think that Trump can take advantage of this. He needs to take advantage of this. He needs to say to these college kids, yeah, you know, this stuff didn't happen when I was president. And you know what? You can support Israel. You can support Hamas, whichever side you want to support. But you have to, you know, ultimately, people are dying. And people weren't dying when I was president, and here's why. Because I am a businessman, and I understand that all this war and death is bad for business. And if we can get all these people trading with each other, you know, living with each other and having these mutually beneficial trading relationships with each other, that's how we're going to have peace in the whole world, you know, everywhere. And if you reject this, that if you reject me, if you reject, I represent the private sector. I represent economics, economic force, economic, the power of economics. That's what I represent. Joe Biden represents politics. He represents the public sector, the government people, the bureaucrats and the politicians and the generals and, you know, that's who he represents. I represent the business people, the people who make things and sell them. That's all we want to do. We just want to make stuff and sell them. We want to make golf, you know, build golf courses and hotels and office buildings. And we want to, you know, we want to build stuff and make stuff and sell it. And that's it. That's all we want. You know, it's such a simple argument that Trump can make. And I just think that would win over a ton of these college kids. You know, if he actually just came out and said that, you know? So, and obviously, this, like I've said before about, you know, the weakness of Joe Biden, the inherent, you know, under Donald Trump, we were not a weak country. You know, we were a strong country, a powerful country. We were energy dominant. We were producing our own energy. We were selling oil and gas to the world. We were cutting regulations. We were we were valuing our private sector, our productive sector, and we were promoting peace around the world. You know, I mean, he wanted to get along with everybody, Putin and Kim Jong-un, you know, everybody, and he wanted to get along with everybody. And that's great. That's what we want. We want a president who's going to get along with everybody, who's going to at least try. So, but Joe Biden comes along and he does these disastrous sanctions against Russia, and you know, and he's arrogant because he thinks, oh, we're really gonna get Russia. Oh, those evil Russians. Donald Trump wanted to get along with Russia. Joe Biden's waging an economic war against Russia, and Russia is now aligned. You know, has aligned the BRICS with him. I mean, Russia has aligned the BRICS with itself, you know, that has strengthened the BRICS and increasingly isolating and weakening America. And when America is weak, America's allies are weak, because now then this is what I've talked about before. I mean, the whole reason Hamas attacked Israel is because, you know, they didn't attack Israel before because America was behind them. America, big bad America, the big tough, strong America was behind them. And the truth is that now, because of Joe Biden's arrogance, America is not so big and bad anymore. Because now the other side, the BRICS side, all these Muslim countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, you know, Iran. I mean, they're all kind of uniting against America, and so Hamas feels like they've got some pull. They've got people backing them up, you know, and so Hamas is emboldened, and so that kind of weakness encourages violence. It encourages getting attacked. It encourages conflict. You know, it's like the movie Point Break, where he says, you know, peace through superior firepower, peace through strength, project strength to avoid conflict. I think that was the actual words he used, which is true. You project strength to avoid conflict. If people perceive you are weak, you will invite conflict, and that's exactly what we have now. So look, I mean, this is just my opinion. I think that Trump could, I wish Trump would just listen to this podcast. Maybe if somebody knows somebody in Trump's campaign, I'll put this on social media and you can, you know, I'll link it to, I don't know, link, I'll tag whatever, whoever people I can think of. But, you know, look, I think this is just it's just some advice. So, and we got to get rid of Joe Biden, and hopefully we can take advantage of this. Trump can take advantage of this and use this as a weapon against Joe Biden. Because if he was smart, that's exactly what he would do. So, but nobody listens to me, but hopefully maybe someone will finally listen to me. But all right, that's it. That is it. That is episode 219. So if you like this podcast, please give me some good ratings and share it with everybody you know, and I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.